Harry's brain seemed to be sagging under the weight of what he was hearing. It was absurd, and yet...
"But Peter got wind of what was going on and ran for it," croaked Black. "This cat, Crookshanks, did you call him, told me Peter had left blood on the sheets. I suppose he bit himself. Well, faking his own death had worked once."
These words jolted Harry to his senses.
"And why did he fake his death?" he said furiously. "Because he knew you were about to kill him, like you killed my parents?"
"No," said Lupin.
"Harry, and now you've come to finish him off." "Yes, I have," said Black, with an evil look at Scabbers. "Then I should have let Snape take you," Harry shouted.
"Harry," said Lupin hurriedly, "don't you see? All this time we've thought Sirius betrayed your parents, and Peter tracked him down, but it was the other way around. Don't you see? Peter betrayed your mother and father. Sirius tracked Peter down."
"That's not true," Harry yelled. "He was their secret keeper. He said so before you turned up. He said he killed them."
He was pointing at Black, who shook his head slowly. The sunken eyes were suddenly overbright.
"Harry, I as good as killed them," he croaked. "I persuaded Lily and James to change to Peter at the last moment, persuaded them to use him as secret keeper instead of me. I'm to blame, I know it. The night they died, I'd arranged to check on Peter, make sure he was still safe. But when I arrived at his hiding place, he'd gone. Yet there was no sign of a struggle. It didn't feel right. I was scared. I set out for your parents' house straight away. And when I saw their house destroyed and their bodies, I realized what Peter must have done. What I'd done."
His voice broke. He turned away. "Enough of this," said Lupin, and there was a steely note in his voice Harry had never heard before. "There's one certain way to prove what really happened. Ron, give me that rat."
"What are you going to do with him if I give him to you?"
Ron asked Lupin tensely. "Force him to show himself," said Lupin. "If he really is a rat, it won't hurt him." Ron hesitated. Then at long last he held out Scabbers, and Lupin took him. Scabbers began to squeak without stopping, twisting and turning, his tiny black eyes bulging in his head.
"Ready, Sirius?" said Lupin.
Black had already retrieved Snape's wand from the bed. He approached Lupin and the struggling rat, and his wet eyes suddenly seemed to be burning in his face.
"Together,"
he said quietly.
"I think so," said Lupin, holding Scabbers tightly in one hand and his wand in the other. "On the count of three. One, two,
three."